Now, let us fly high over the ocean to France. A Frenchman named Charles Perrault once told the story of Puss in Boots this way. Once upon a time, a miller left his three sons, his mill, his donkey, and his cat. The eldest son, Jean, took the mill. The middle son, Jacques, took the donkey. And, of course, the youngest son, Pierre, was left with nothing but the cat. This made the youngest son very unhappy. But the cat said to him,
"Meow! Meow! Don't worry, Master Pierre. Get me a bag and a pair of boots so I may scamper through the brambles, and you will see I am not as useless as you think."
So Pierre got the cat a pair of little high boots and a big bag, and Monsieur Puss put on his boots and went out into the woods and caught a rabbit. He put it in the bag and immediately took it to the palace where the king lived. And making a low bow before the king, he said,
"Meow! Your Majesty, I have brought you a rabbit which my noble lord, the Marquis of Carabas, has commanded me to present to you."
"Tell your master," said the king, "that I thank him, and I am well pleased with his gift." For the next 2 or 3 months, the cat continued to carry gifts from his master to the king, and always he pretended that his master was not just the youngest son of a miller, but a rich lord called the Marquis of Carabas. Then one day, he discovered that the king was to ride along the riverside in his royal coach with his daughter, the most beautiful princess in the world. At once, Puss went to the miller's son and said,
"Meow! Now, Master Pierre, if you will follow my advice, your fortune is made. Meow! Go and bathe in the river and leave the rest to me."
Pierre did what the cat told him. While he was bathing, the king and his courtiers passed by. And Puss cried out with all his might,
"Meow! Meow! Help! Help! My lord, the Marquis of Carabas, is drowning in the river! Meow!
The king, seeing the cat who had brought him so many gifts, immediately commanded his guards to assist the Marquis. And so the miller's son was drawn out of the river. He had no clothes, for the wily cat had hidden his shabby shirt and his ragged breeches. So the king had the boy dressed in one of his own fine suits. Then the king invited the miller's son to ride in the royal carriage. The fine clothes set off Pierre's good looks, and the beautiful princess found him very much to her liking. The cat, seeing that his plan was succeeding, raced ahead of the king's carriage and told all the country people he passed along the highway to say that the land thereabouts belonged altogether to the Marquis of Carabas. They did as they were told, and the king was delighted to find that the young Marquis had such vast estates. Then Monsieur Puss came to a stately castle, which overlooked all of the countryside. In this castle lived the richest ogre in the world. The cat went to see the ogre, who received him, well, as politely as an ogre could.
"Been told, sir," said the cat with a deep bow, "that your magic powers are so fabulous that you can change yourself into any creature you wish, no matter how large it may be."
"That is true," said the ogre, well pleased with the compliment, and he promptly changed himself into a lion.
"Meow! Meow! have also heard, sir, said Puss, that you have the power to take on the shape of the smallest animals as well. But this, I imagine, is quite impossible.
Impossible, cried the ogre angrily, for his vanity was hurt. You shall see. And at that moment, he changed himself into a mouse. Puss pounced upon him at once, and that was the end of the ogre. Then Puss ran to the drawbridge of the castle, and as he saw the king's coach arriving, he cried,
Meow! Meow! Your Majesty is welcome to the castle of my lord, the Marquis of Carabas. Meow!
What, said the king to the miller's son, does this fine castle also belong to you, Marquis? Well then, it will be your fault only if you do not become my son-in-law. So Pierre, the miller's son, married the beautiful princess that very same day. And as for Monsieur Puss, he became a great lord, and he never again ran after mice. Except when he wanted to. Ha, 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 ha.